The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready for playing bad news.
We're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes.
Yes, yes, we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
Absolute doozy of a track. Now, that's not a very rock and metal way to say good song. Is it doozy? Anyway, what a song. The Trooper by Iron Maiden from the Peace of Mind album. Came out in 1983. That was released as the second single off their album on the 20th of June. Worth seeing live just for the fact that Bruce Dickinson gets the old Union Jack and waves it around like a madman. Although I think he copped a bit of flack from Sharon Osbourne when he did that in the States at some performance because she thought it was disrespecting American troops. There you go. Now, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Matt. Maria is here. She's currently talking to a bunch of kids. Kids love Maria. She knows a lot of kids and they see her in the window and she has to go out and talk to them. So anyway, Maria, mobbed by children currently. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll leave that sort of stuff to her. Yeah, be kids. Yeah, so this show, 46 and 2, thanks to Biggs Music Works, coming from the Nelson studio of Fresh FM, broadcasting Fridays at 5. You can also hear a replay Tuesday night at 11. We're also on Radio Southland and Free FM. So however you're listening, could be listening to a podcast, who knows? Thank you for joining me anyway. Maybe you're streaming live from the other side of the planet. All right, enough about that. Now, I always play a track called The Long Song. The song isn't called The Long Song, but it's a long song. And when I say always, I mean usually. Sometimes we forget or we run out of time. So I'm going to kick off early with The Long Song this week. It's coming up in just a moment. I do need to mention that if you are in Nelson and you feel like abandoning this show and doing something a little bit different, you can hear the replay or the podcast later on if you want to come down to Founders Park because it's Food Truck Friday. There's food trucks outside the window. There's so many people here again. It's a real festive sort of feeling in the park. Nice to be at Founders on a night like this. It was raining. It's not raining anymore. It's sunny. It's hot. It's muggy. And the other thing I want to mention is Summer Days, which is a festival coming up. Up at the Sylvan Steps. Now, they had one called Spring to Life, September-ish, I think it was, October, somewhere around then. They've got a new one coming up February 24th, Summer Days, and a bunch of bands playing up at Sylvan Steps on that fantastic site overlooking Tasman Bay. It's fantastic. 300 metres up, an amphitheatre. Very cool. Anyway, just letting you know that's coming up. I did an interview with Bo, one of the guys behind it today, and he is so passionate. Anyway, enough about me. Here comes The Long Song. It is Tool, and some of you might go, oh God, Tool. But this is a good song. Stick around, check it out. The Long Song, Tempest, from Fear Inoculum, coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh. Thanks to Biggs.
Trigger!
song. That was Tempest by Tool off Fear Inoculum, all 15 minutes and 40-something seconds. It was a long song.
Getting in there early with that.
Yeah, definitely in early with that. You may be able to hear there's a bunch of kids right outside the window, kind of banging on the window and jumping up and down. So if you can hear the kids, it's not as soundproof in here as it should be.
So Food Truck Friday is happening in Founders Park today. What band is it? The
Brazilian Social Club, is it? Brazilian, yeah. Something like that.
Yes, so their band's just been set up and about to start, and they usually get... Well, there's quite a good crowd at the art moment, so you can expect good food, good beer, and dancing.
Yeah, the crowd always dances free, to them. It's that...
Free admission.
I don't know. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's that South American music that gets you booty shaken.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, free entry. That's good. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. That was Tool. They're touring again. They've just kicked off in... North America. I think they're heading into Europe. There's been no mention of Australia and New Zealand yet. They do tend to kind of like us, so got the old fingers and toes crossed.
Yep.
That would be good. We're heading off in six weeks, to see Mr. Bungle and the Melvins, which would be cool. The night before Dinosaur Jr. are playing. I think I might have mentioned this last week. So there is still general tickets, like on the floor, available for Dinosaur Jr. Maria, can you see yourself... doing a bit of the old moshing?
I missed that. Sorry, I had to contain a sneeze.
Oh, is that what that was? I wondered where you went.
And then my headphone plug fell out. Plugging everything back in.
Mosh pit for Dinosaur Jr. maybe? General admission?
I don't really know them, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think mosh pit for Mr. Bungle and definitely Melvins.
Okay. Well, we'll get your next song on, and then I might play a Dinosaur Jr. track, to be honest.
Okay, then. So Maddie was listening to this band last night, and I was like, oh, what's that song? We could play that. So we are. So it is. The band is Nirvana. The track is called The Big Cheese. Now, just a little bit of info about that song that Matt passed on to me. it's off the album called Bleach, and it is about the pressure put on bands by their managers, or better known as The Big Cheese, and the song possibly could be about Jonathan Poneman. So here it is for your listening pleasure, Matt. Nirvana with the track Big Cheese.
Big cheese, make me nice. Your Beggs Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
Bye.
you go. That's a bit of Dinosaur Jr. from Where You Been. That song's called Start Choppin', was the big single off that album. That album came out in 1993. I've had it forever, and it's one that I barely pull out and dust off, but I listened to it a few days ago because they're playing in New Zealand starting next month, so I thought, maybe. Yeah, really enjoy them. But their fifth album, that is, came out in 1993. They've been around since 1984, originally just called Dinosaur, but there was another band called Dinosaur, and they were forced to change their name to Dinosaur Jr. There you go. Jay Maskus, the singer and main songwriter in the band. What a guy. Interesting voice, interesting style. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Maria has had to jump back out of the studio briefly, so I'm in here solo at this exact second. My name's Matt. This show, 46 and 2, is here thanks to Beggs Music Works, and it is on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station that broadcasts right across Te Tau Ihu, the top of the South Island of New Zealand, Aotearoa. We are in Blenheim on 88.9 FM, in Eastern Golden Bay on 95.0. We're across Nelson Tasman on 104.8, 107.2 in the Nelson CBD. And you can also hear us on Radio Southland and 96.4, maybe. And Free FM. Sorry, can't remember the frequency of Free FM at the moment. But anyway, I'll have to upskill myself. I'm going to play something now. Brand new release. Came out on the 16th, so fairly darn new. By a woman called Kim Gordon. Now, Kim Gordon, you may know from a band called Sonic Youth. She is a bass player and vocalist out of that band. Sonic Youth, they're one of those bands. They've put out like 16 or something albums before they disbanded in 2011. Huge on the alternative music scene, much like Dinosaur Jr. were. But amazing the people you come across who love the band Sonic Youth. They're interesting because they play some really cool stuff that you just can't help but bounce around to. But I've got to say, Thurston Moore, the guitarist, can make some of the most flaccid sounds possible on a guitar. It's very strange. Anyway, Kim Gordon is doing her own thing. She's just put out a song called Bye Bye. Now she's 70. She's 70 and she just put this out. So there you go. I could still do well musically yet, maybe. Anyway, something a little bit different. Bye Bye from Kim Gordon, coming to you on 46 and 2.
Milk thistle, calcium, high-rise boot cut, Advil, black jeans, blue jeans, cardigan, purse, passport, pajamas, silk. Hoodie, toothpaste, brush, foundation, contact solution, mascara, lip mask, eye mask, earplugs, travel shampoo, conditioner, eyeliner, dental floss, money for the cleaners, medications, button-down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Bella Freud, YSL, Eckhouse, Lotta.
There you go. Kim Gordon, you may know her from the band Sonic Youth, solo there with the song called Bye Bye. A little bit interesting, a little bit different. If you watch the video, it's kind of like she's well, I think it's her daughter in the video, to be honest. And she's packing and running away or something, and it sounds like a packing list or something. Interesting song. 70. Crazy, still a babe. Anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. I'm Matt, with me is Maria. Did you enjoy Kim Gordon?
I did like that, Matty.
Good.
I did indeed.
I have to throw Sonic Youth on over the weekend then, see how you go with that.
Yeah.
I think last time I played it you said, what's this crap?
Yeah, well, that could it could be challenging, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Cool.
Anyway.
So you're going to take things in a different twist too, keeping with the women's artists. It's not really different, but it's... I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to shut up now.
What I'm going to say is I'm going to go with an artist called Lana Del Rey. I think she is playing at Coachella this year, along with our Kiwi band, who I just can't think, who was that Maddie that I said, oh my God, look, oh, the Beths. The Beths are playing at Coachella this year. So Lana Del Rey is playing. I quite like her. I hadn't really heard of her at all, Matt. And of course, I do a women's music show on Fresh FM every second Monday. And I come across her while I was doing that. So, from her and off of her third album called Ultraviolence, which came out in 2014, is the song West Coast. So for your listening pleasure today, Lana Del Rey.
You got the music, and you
The beautiful sound of Lana Del Rey with the track West Coast from 2014. Now, Maddie and I were watching a program last night called The Boy Swallowed the Universe, and on there they had a track from Men at Work. Now, the song that I'm going to play is written from the viewpoint of a 9-year-old boy who has constantly been told to be good, so there's a clue, but prefers to daydream rather than concentrate in class or play sports. Johnny, there you have it, feels like he understands some of his instructions, but also that he is completely misunderstood by the adult world. Lead singer Colin Hay uses his voice in different ways throughout the song to imitate Johnny, Johnny's mother and father, and his teacher. So it also features spoken dialogue by keyboardist Greg Hamm as he tries to figure out what Johnny is like. So, of course, the track is Be Good Johnny from Men at Work off their self-titled album. Here it is now.
Bye, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool.
Oh, no, Ma. Oh, no, Da. I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden rule. Get told by the teacher not to daydream. Told by my mom.
Football with you, John? No? Oh, you must be gonna play cricket this year then, are you, John?
Nah.
Well, you sure are a funny kid, Johnny. But I like you. So tell me, what kind of boy are you, John?
I only like dreaming all the day long. No one is screaming.
Be good, be good. Be good, 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 be good, be good.
Begs Music Works for supporting us, 46 and 2 show on Fresh FM.
Mm-hmm. sitting on a lost angel. City of night, city of night, city of night, city of night.
People hate most is DJs talking over top of music, and we're doing it right now because we've got to say goodbye.
We do. The time has snuck on us. Anyway, that is the title track from The Doors' album LA Woman. It is said to be the final album to feature Jim Morrison before his death on July 3rd, 1971, and the LA Weekly named it the all-time best song written about the city of Los Angeles. Anyway, we'll be back next Friday. You've been listening to 46.2. Thanks, Biggs Music Works.
Motel money, better madness. The chain of mood, glad to sadness.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.